Hello and welcome to Enlightening Entertainment on Supreme Master Television. Today our world faces a global warming crisis that threatens the safety and survival of all Earth co-inhabitants. What can we as individual beings do to help ourselves and others? Through the continuation of our meeting with Aaron Scheibner, the vegan director and co-producer of A Delicate Balance, The Truth, we will gain more insight into this matter. This is a rare and invaluable documentary which reveals the harmful effects that meat consumption has on the health of the environment as well as humans. A Delicate Balance offers a wealth of new information, often answering questions we may not have thought even to ask before. The facts have a direct effect on our lives. Facts, for instance, about fish. There is a widespread misconception that consuming fish is necessary to provide us with the important omega-3. However, actually this fatty acid is found in numerous vegetable sources, and research shows that when obtained from fish, it actually can cause dire consequences to our health. This includes the increased risk of heart disease and cancer, but that's not all.
The massive advances in modern technology have also reached the oceans. Peter Singer is the bioethics professor at Princeton University. He was named one of the most influential minds in this century.
When people talk about fish, you first have to distinguish between wild-caught fish and farmed fish, and they both have their problems. With wild-caught fish, the major problem is that basically most of the fish stocks in the oceans that have taken perhaps millions of years to build up are being depleted by modern fishing practices.
Trawlers the size of a football field have scoured the ocean floors, leaving them as bare as an eight-lane highway. The consequence of what this means to the life in our oceans and its contribution to global warming has not even been assessed scientifically.
A lot of people think that fish farming is a good thing for the oceans because we're producing the fish, we're not removing fish from the ocean, so they think it's sustainable. What they don't realise is that for the fish that are generally in demand, certainly in developed and Western countries, fish like salmon that are farmed, they are carnivorous fish. So in order to feed them in the fish farms, we have to actually catch other fish, cheaper fish, less valuable, and grind them up and feed them to the fish in the fish farm. And so we're actually probably catching two or three times as many fish and feeding them to, let's say, the farmed salmon, in order to get that highly priced but small amount of farmed salmon out of it. So in terms of preserving the oceans, or for that matter reducing greenhouse gas emissions, because these ships have to use oil to travel, it's really completely contrary to any sound conservation principles.
Biodiversity is the multitude of events and intimate interactions of various living creatures, which together maintain a harmonious balance in nature. We have so far wiped out some 80% of this harmony in the oceans.
Many fisheries actually have a huge bycatch, which means that they catch a lot of fish that they don't want to catch. They call them trash usually, and they just throw them overboard, but generally they're dead or so badly injured they can't live. For some fisheries, I think prawn fisheries are an example, the bycatch might be as much as 10 times the by volume of the prawns that they're catching. With other fisheries it might be two or three times. So there's a vast waste of life and destruction of the ocean ecology.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, vegan film director Aaron Scheibner shares how audiences have responded to the vital message of A Delicate Balance, The Truth.
I've had a lot of feedback. People have either changed to a vegetarian diet or they've reduced dairy in their diet. Vegetarians have gone vegan. They're omnivores that have started to reduce their meat and dairy intake. And there are some people that don't believe the facts in the documentary because they seem too big to be real, but unfortunately the facts, they're real and it's very scary.
Fortunately, the shocking urgency and truth of this information is also being recognised by educational guides.
I understand that some Australian doctors or health practitioners might be interested in viewing your film. I think that's fantastic. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was a screening of my film in Melbourne at the Natural Therapies Expo. There was a professor from RMIT at this screening, and he was interested in adding the film as part of his curriculum. That's precisely what needs to happen. Doctors or medical schools need to have training in nutrition because it's a key part of health. Covering the symptoms can only last for so long. We need to really get to the root of the problem. So instead of taking medication for high blood pressure or cholesterol, it'd be better to put them on a low-fat vegan diet.
We'll be right back with more on Aaron Scheibner and his documentary film, A Delicate Balance, The Truth, here on Enlightening Entertainment. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Enlightening Entertainment on Supreme Master Television. On today's program, the young and talented Australian director and producer, Aaron Scheibner, talks about his documentary film, A Delicate Balance, The Truth. This film explores the harmful effects of the meat and fishing industries on the human body and the environment. A profoundly important film, it was nominated for Best Unreleased Documentary by the Australian Film Critics Association. It has also been selected for screening at the 2009 International Film Festival in Phuket, Thailand. To create such a remarkable film, young Aaron Scheibner had strong support and inspiration from his loved ones. Supreme Master Television had the pleasure to speak with Aaron Scheibner's mother, Dr. Adriana Scheibner, renowned for helping to introduce laser treatments into Australia in the early 1980s. As a physician who corrects skin imperfections, she has a keen interest in the health of humans and the planet. Dr. Scheibner is also a vegan.
Well, my son, who wanted to make movies from the time he was 9 years old, basically came back with this information, and I was absolutely astonished. I had no idea. I've been treating wrinkles all my life, and I had no idea about health. I became a vegetarian myself just intuitively due to a spiritual awakening that I had in 97. I never really talked about it. At the time, Aaron was eating lots and lots of meat, and I didn't say anything. I just did my thing. But, you know, it obviously had an effect. And so Aaron became vegetarian first and then vegan. I became vegan as a consequence of just knowing about the facts of this movie. The awakening that I had basically was I came to a point of feeling extreme suffering. And it was so immense and so unbearable that I just surrendered, completely and utterly surrendered. And out of that surrender, out of that letting go, I closed my eyes in excruciating agony and opened my eyes to a different world. And in that different world, which is right here, right now, and it always has been, it hasn't gone anywhere, it's just that my mind was not aware of it. When I became aware of it, I became aware that my whole body was spirit and that I could no longer eat an animal because it would be like eating my arm or like eating my child. I couldn't do it anymore. So my introduction to the vegetarian way of eating was because of that compassion and that empathy, which comes with the territory of that spiritual awareness. I didn't force anything on anyone, but I simply couldn't bear it myself anymore. Once we awaken to that degree of awareness, it has an inevitable and absolutely guaranteed effect on everyone and everything around us. So it affected Aaron. It took about 2 years and he became vegetarian, and it took another 2 years and I became vegan.
Dr. Scheibner also spoke about some reactions to her son's production, a delicate balance of the truth.
They basically tell me the same thing that I found, is that I had no idea how damaging animal protein is to the body. And I knew about animal fat, about heart disease and so on, that's very common knowledge, but I had no idea about the damage that animal protein does to the body in terms of the immune system and in terms of causing cancer. There is absolutely no doubt that animal protein causes cancer, so getting the same feedback that I had is, oh my God, I had no idea. So from now on, nothing. No more.
How about your patients? Do they also benefit from this knowledge?
Yes, they do. It's inevitable that I will tell them about this because people heal better. We do procedures where we actually stimulate the body to transform itself. We transform the skin, but the whole body is actually transforming itself energetically. And if people don't give their body the right food, then they don't heal as well. So it takes both. It takes both the spiritual awareness internally and it takes the correct food given externally. And the combination of those two gives us perfect health and perfect eternal youth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her warm support and appreciation to Aaron Scheibner for his dedicated work to make information of the meat and fishing industries available to the public. She sent a gift of $10,000 to promote the efforts of the filmmaker and all who contributed to the creation and distribution of A Delicate Balance, The Truth. With the film just beginning to make its premiere around the world at the time, the arrival of the gift was considered timely. Aaron Scheibner and his family also received Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life.
Most people just don't think, just like I didn't think, of the consequences. Basically, it's just the food in front of you, and it's a package, it's a little tiny nothing, and we just don't think of how massive amounts have to be produced to feed all of us, and what that means to the environment. And I think most people, this is an awakening for everyone. It's a wake-up call for all of us. You have everything to win and nothing to lose.
I've spoken to a lot of people about that, and some people think it's too simple to switch to a vegetarian or vegan diet and that will solve a lot of problems. Mm. It may be simple, but I think it is the answer.
We thank vegan filmmaker Aaron Scheibner for conveying this most important message through the powerful medium of the cinema. May your film reach millions of people and bring the world the life-saving information we all deserve to know, to enable us to save the planet and our very lives. Thoughtful viewers, thank you for watching Enlightening Entertainment. Up next is Words of Wisdom, after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you and your loved ones health, peace and laughter under Heaven's grace.